大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
Ron, if I may, I'll take you to another dimension. You've been traveling around the world. You are so sensitive in the spiritual sense. How do you see humanity as a whole these days? Are we getting worse every day, or are things improving all the time? Because we are getting too polarized.Messages. Well, it so happened that today, June the 5th, is World Environment Day. You know, in ecological terms, we are doomed. People say that, you know, the Earth can't bear us any longer, and we don't have decades more to survive here. And we have to be removed as a species from this planet for the benefit of the other creatures. Okay, there's a doomsday mentality all along. And then on the other hand, we are told that, you know, starting from, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, this is a new golden age, and there's a spiritual revival every corner of the world. And more of us are joining this march into spirituality and whatnot. How do you feel about this?
Well, first of all, I'm not a prophet. So I can tell you my feelings.
How do you feel?
The first thing is that back in the 70s, I was trained by Hilda about all this. She was very much aware of these deeper movements. And the big deal is to affect the attitude and the process of thoughts in human beings.
Right.
That's the big deal. How do we think? And what way do we embrace humanity and each other? How do we open to this movement of the unknown, of compassion, and bring it to earth? And the spiritual people have a way of separating themselves. You know, they make little communities. They'll go off and sit in monasteries and caves, which is very important. Very important. It's holding a very big frequency. But it's the average person in the world, the one who have the families, the ones who go to work, the one who pays taxes. They're the ones who suffer the most. They're the ones who have the most pain. And they're growing their families, and they're the ones who know the most love. Because they have to sacrifice, you see, to bring the family and the children to the world and go forward. So in my work, I was trained in a very deep yogic tradition, and Hilda expected me to do that with the same way. But I went into the world and worked with these people who were in the world, extraordinary people. They did extraordinary things. They took all this work and they did it in 5 seconds, so to speak, because they had the power of manifesting their life in the world with success. So as that goes through the world, you're having an opening, okay? It's opening of consciousness. We don't yet know how it's manifesting. You still have politics. Politics are based on power. There's some compassion and service, but often depending on the structure, you know, there's a lot of the old boys, you know, smoking cigars in the back room, so you have no idea what's going on. And that's very dangerous. It's very dangerous because there's no sense of the value of human life or the respect of other cultures or people who are different than you. There's always now, especially, a polarizing in the world of the other. You've seen that. You've seen it in America. You've seen it in Europe, Asia. You see it everywhere now. The other is being expelled, excluded. Once you have exclusion at this level, we're talking millions of people, just in migration in Europe, or migration from South America to America, you're creating very strong factions within those structures, which will ultimately go against each other. And So within that structure, there's still opening of consciousness, but it has to be big time opening where you're working to hold it. You see, what you call the new agers, the golden agers, they're like part timers. You see, they're part timers. Oh, I just had a 20-minute meditation. That was fantastic. And then 3 hours later, they're screaming at somebody in the subway, or they're at work getting angry in the telephone with somebody, and all their compassion and patience is gone. Part timers. No, full-time maintenance means you're holding that field. You're observing. You're holding that field with compassion. You're embracing. You're not pushing anything away from you. You're taking everything life gives you. That gives different outcome. There are guys who work in a negative polarity, you know, dark side. They don't work part-time. They work full-time. They work full-time. And I was trained to break that stuff up for years. And I was trained, I didn't believe in this stuff. I have no belief. I have to learn everything through experience. I don't believe in nothing. So a teacher says something, I don't believe it. I have to find out. That's how I teach. You got to find out. But I've seen it. They're working full time. The new agers are watching TV, pushing their little control remotes, enjoying life. I had a dream. I don't know if I should share this dream. I had a dream many, many years ago. We were at a... it's a true story. We in Quebec, when you go in the winter, often there's 2 or 3 meters of snow up in the road. Well, I'm 6 feet tall, and the snow is piled up another 2 feet above my head on the side of the road from the plow. And that winter, you always have to plug your engine in at nighttime because the engine oil freezes. So everyone has their... We get to this new yoga place. It's supposed to be great. We walk in, it's all full of mold. It's full of mold. And the food was terrible. It's cold. And I go to bed, and my bed's like a hammock. So it's not... It's like, you know, what am I doing here? And I end up in this place in Switzerland. Beautiful. It's a beautiful, modern villa, all glass. There's a jazz band. Everyone's in black tie. I'm walking around in blue jeans and a nice shirt. And I walk into this one room. It's about 40 feet long, about 20 feet wide. And around the edge, there's a countertop around the edge, wraps around it, with all the modern, design, industrial design, all the modern archetypes of everything that we use for our convenience, you see. And beautiful, like the perfect idealized telephone, the perfect controller, the perfect, all the appliances for the kitchen, everything for the house. Beautiful, you know, beautiful black and white. I like design. It was fantastic. Wow, beautiful. And I come around the far angle, and I turn back towards where I came from. I see a Breuer chaise lounge, chrome and leather. This beautiful man is lying there in black velour, with his arms crossed, just looking at me. And he has the greatest power pouring out of him. No effort. He's just sitting there, pouring out. And he says to me, we're talking mind to mind. He says to me, people have it all wrong. I don't have to do anything. I just make them comfortable. And when I make them comfortable, they can't put their heart and their mind together. They're too lazy. They can't even sit up straight for 10 minutes. They're comfortable. That's all I have to do. I don't have to do anything else. I said to him, you know, you're a great teacher. You're a great master, but you're not my master. You're Satan. And I thanked him for the teaching and I left. So again, that urgency we talked about, get that in, get the willpower and get yourself going. And then the world will take care of itself because you're taking care of yourself. And the rest is secondary. Most people are so worried about the world, they've done nothing for themselves. When it's time for us to leave this earth, we'll have our moment to leave. So we have to know where we're going. We have to know what this universe is about when we go, so we're not strangers to it. You understand? That's the part you do now. And that changes the world. Because you're bringing your heaven to the earth. You're bringing your destiny to the earth. You're manifesting everything you came and you were born to do. And that's what changes the world. But watching TV, getting involved in everyone and scaring everybody else doesn't change anything. It just weakens you. You get more and more comfortable.
Pavan a time to thank Ron.
Yes,
and thank
you so much. Yes.
Well, it was our privilege.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's my privilege to be here. I'm honored to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.